I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Millions of people in this country have bought prescription drugs from Canada, where they often cost less than half of what they would in the U.S. Drug and insurance companies here are against the practice, and as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, Canadian authorities now are also trying to stop it.
For U.S. consumers, ordering drugs online is a relatively simple process. Typically, they forward their medical records and a prescription to a Canadian pharmacy. Then it's sent off to a Canadian doctor to write a new prescription. Canadian pharmacists can't dispense medications based on American prescriptions. But increasingly, provincial regulators are threatening to strip the licenses of doctors who write prescriptions for patients they've never seen or even talked to. What's more, the organization that provides legal defense and insurance for 95% of Canada's doctors says it will not defend physicians if their conduct is challenged in U.S. courts. Dr. John Gray heads the Canadian Medical Protective Association. He explains that in addition to concern about a huge judgment against a Canadian doctor, there are two reasons his organization took this step.
Despite our gentle warnings to members that this would be difficult to defend, we clearly were seeing evidence that the numbers of these prescriptions was growing, not falling. Secondly, over the course of particularly 2003, every licensing authority, as I say, issued a statement warning their members that they viewed it as unprofessional practice.
The loss of liability coverage, coupled with a regulatory crackdown, has had a bit of a chilling effect on physicians. But British Columbia physician and entrepreneur Paul Zickler says others are undeterred.
They feel, you know, that ethically that they should be able to do this. If the tables were turned, we would want somebody to do this for our patients south of the border.
Some states, led by Minnesota, are now directing consumers to the websites of Canadian pharmacies. Minnesota's governor recently announced a new program, which will allow state employees to obtain certain prescription drugs for free, with no copayment, if they order from selected Canadian pharmacies. The major pharmaceutical companies say they're concerned about counterfeit and unsafe drugs entering the U.S. market. But it's no secret that they stand to lose about a third of their profit when customers switch to Canadian drugs. In recent months, the major drug companies have moved aggressively to try to slow the flow of drugs in and out of Canada. Pfizer cut off supplies to at least two Canadian wholesalers who were providing drugs to pharmacies shipping to the U.S. John Myers of the Canadian International Pharmacy Association says the wholesalers have been reinstated, but have been warned not to do it again. Meanwhile, he says, the maker of the popular prostate drug Flomax has stopped selling to some pharmacies.
Boehringer Ingelheim just came out with a list of 189 pharmacies on it. Cut off their product completely. So very draconian measures.
A spokesman for Boehringer Ingelheim says those pharmacies were told they would be reinstated if they stopped selling to U.S. consumers. Some of them have already agreed to do so. Meanwhile, many Canadian pharmacies are now scurrying to cultivate alternative suppliers from places like Great Britain and New Zealand. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.